Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Kripe. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Josie Deb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The catcher, Art Kusnier. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting 8th. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Way then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe hits a fly ball into left field. Childs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Art Kusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusnier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shiles. The throw from Kusnier and he is safe. Shiles steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shiles moves to third. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Shiles scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Carew reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis throws the ball into White, who tags Adams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Carew scores. One out. It's 2-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Wei then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe is 0-for-1 in the game. Kripe hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zdeb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Kusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusnier is 0-for-1 in the game. Kusnier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Kusnier reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wei then scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams shits a dribbler in front of the plate. Kusnier interferes with Adams, who is awarded first base. Carew moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zdeb, who is chasing the ball. Ford reaches third base with a triple. Carew scores. Adams goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing left field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. McRae reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes McRae trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Way then reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Kripe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kripe is 0 for 2 in the game. Kripe is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zdeb takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Zdeb moves to second. Two outs. Art Kusnier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusnier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kusnier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Kripe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.